This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization says that it is unlikely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made toward this end. It notes at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. The WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. She says the safety of the vaccine has to be monitored at every stage of the research, making it a very lengthy process. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the coronavirus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upward. Globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is more than 26.7 million, while the United States does have more than 6.2 million confirmed cases. Both Brazil and India topped 4 million over the weekend, with India being slightly behind Brazil. This is VOA News. A grand jury in the state of Florida has decided to issue indictments against a Tallahassee police officers involved in the shooting deaths of 3 people in separate incidents that helped ignite Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the state's capital city and has spread across the country. The Tallahassee Democrat reported that jurors concluded that the officers were justified in using lethal force in the separate shootings of Michael Johnson, Tony McDade, and Wilbon Woodard. All 3 were Black. A diverse group of demonstrators took to the streets Saturday in protest. Tallahassee Mayor John Daly appealed for calm within the community, noting that the pain and trauma that these incidents have caused. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to resume issuing diversity visas for immigrants from underrepresented countries. The order issued Friday in Washington, D.C., partially reverses a pandemic-related freeze on a wide range of immigrant and temporary visas. The U.S. issues up to 55,000 visas a year to people from countries with low representation in the U.S., many in Africa. U.S. District Court judge denied requests to take similar action in other visa categories subject to bans. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. He said they're either going to understand the language of politics and diplomacy or in the field with painful experiences, he said at a hospital's opening ceremony in Istanbul. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece over oil and gas exploration rights in the Eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. He said that they're going to understand that Turkey has the political, economic, and military power to tear up the immoral maps and documents imposed. Erdogan is referring to areas marked by Greece as a economic maritime zones. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of a Beirut building for the 3rd day Saturday said that there was no longer hope of finding someone alive more than a month after a massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. About 50 rescue workers and volunteers, including a specialist team from Chile, had worked for 3 days to locate anyone after sensors on Thursday detected signs of breathing as well as heat. The August 4th blast killed about 190 people, injured 6,000 more, and devastated whole neighborhoods. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.